How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into our broadcast again this week, and we're going to pick our study up here in John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse number 1, where the scripture says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." The Lord Jesus Christ here speaking, and he, as we left off last time in chapter 9, there are those present with him there, the Pharisees. They heard some words that he said. They had asked him if they were blind also. The Lord had said in John 9:39, "For judgment am I come into the world, am I coming to this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." These Pharisees that heard him, they asked the question, "Are we blind?" And the Lord replied to them there in John 9:41, "Jesus said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth." They lacked repentance. They were trusting in self-righteousness. They were self-instructed rather than being instructed by the Lord. And so that is what brings us to this chapter 10, where the Lord Jesus Christ says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you," John 10:1, "I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." So now the Lord Jesus Christ is going to make clear to them. They've asked, "Are we blind?" And he says, "You say you're not blind, and because of that your sin remaineth." They say they understand. They say that they know the Lord. But the Lord Jesus Christ says there is only one way. And so he's going to talk to us about this. He says there's an entering in into the sheepfold. He said there's one door by which folks can enter in. And those that enter in, that's the right way. But anybody that climbs up another way, anybody that comes in through the roof, over the back wall, through over the fence, those are thieves and robbers. Verse 2, "But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, the only way. To him the porter openeth." So now here's another person here, the porter. "And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out." So there are those who are the Lord's sheep, and they hear him. And the porter that keeps the door there, when he sees the shepherd, he openeth the door, okay, because he's known. He's known by the porter, and he's known by the sheep within the sheepfold. The Lord calls out his sheep by name and leads them out. A study of sheep tending in the Middle East, over in the land of Israel and in that region of the Middle East, would certainly help us to understand this more. The shepherds do name their sheep. The sheep do know their own shepherd's voice. There's a love and a care that's there between them. The shepherd does do many things for the sheep, and they know him, and they are comforted by him. Another voice, as the Lord's going to tell us, that they won't respond. They'll actually be afraid. So the porter opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls them by name and leadeth them out. When the Lord Jesus Christ saves a sinner, he calls them and he saves them, and they know him. That's what this is about. This is what this is telling. The Lord has sheep that are his, and then there are others that are not. It's just that way. Verse 4, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, so that there are those that are his own, and then there are those who are not. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And so he's speaking here to these Pharisees, and he says, the shepherd's voice is known by his sheep. And they have been in this situation, all in dealing with this blind man that had been born blind from his birth. No one had sinned, but he was born blind. The Lord tells us that the works of God may be made manifest in him. The Lord is going to save him and use him to be a witness and a testimony to the religious leadership of the day, the Pharisees, Sadducees, such and such in the Sanhedrin, the masters, the rabbis in Israel. That man heard. He said, but you are not hearing. You refuse me. You refuse my words. And he says here in verse 4 of chapter 10, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. They're not following the Lord. They're fighting against the Lord rather than following him. And it says there in verse 4 at the end, for they know his voice. And they don't hear the Lord's voice, but sheep do hear the Lord's voice. Verse number 5, and the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Okay, so the sheep that are the Lord's will hear him, they'll hear his voice, they'll love his voice, they'll hear it, they'll obey him, they'll follow him, and they will be comforted by him. Verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, there's confusion, they don't understand, they don't get it, they can't hear his words, can they? They don't hear his voice, they don't understand his speech. And so then the Lord is going to take it and break it down a little more. Then said Jesus, verse 7, unto them, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He told them that there's only one right way to come in and out of the sheepfold. That's through the door. The porter, he represents himself earlier in the passage as being the shepherd to whom the porter openeth. But now he's going to get down more to the nitty gritty, if you will. And he says, I'm the door of the sheep. The right way in, the right way out. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. So there are those who say that they represented the Lord, they represented the right way. They said that they had the word of God, they knew the way of salvation. And the Lord says they are thieves and robbers. And because of that, the sheep didn't hear them. Verse 9, I am the door. I am the door. It's right in parallel where the Lord Jesus Christ says in the same book, in chapter 14, verse number 6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The man of salvation. Verse 9 of chapter 10, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. So it's by the door of the Lord Jesus Christ that men, women, boys, and girls are saved. By him, by him, by him is entrance, legal, right, wonderful salvation entrance into the sheepfold of the Lord is by the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the door. He said, you'll go in, you'll go out, and you'll find food, pasture. There'll be nourishment from the Lord and blessing from the Lord. There'll be fellowship with the Lord. Remember, the sheep hear his voice and they follow at his call, and they are comforted by his voice. The stranger, the thief, and the robber, the Lord says the sheep don't know his voice and the voice of strangers, and they flee from him, verse number 5. And listen in verse number 10. Talking about those that come in another way. Talking about those that had come saying that they knew the way of the Lord and they knew the word of God. Verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the thief comes to do. He comes to steal, to take something that's not his to himself. And that's what religious leaders that are not, they've put themselves and got into a position of being a religious leader, quote unquote, but knowing not God, they are in the business just to satisfy themselves, to steal and to kill. Again, self-gratification, the destroying work of the depravity of man and the work of Satan, I believe is represented in that. They come to destroy. Don't like the way of God, don't want the way of God, are interested in self-gratification only. And if there is resistance to that, why would it be that they would take a man that was blind and that was healed, testimony been given that he had been blind from his birth, and then healed to be given his sight for the first time ever, being a man of many years? Why would the Pharisees despise such a one? Why would they want it to where it would be that that man wouldn't be received and they would not rejoice with him? Because they are wanting what they want, the way they want it. They hate the Lord Jesus Christ and his way, and they are there to destroy. The Lord is laying this right before them. Listen to what the verse 10 says. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Here's the contrast. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. He said, the Lord Jesus Christ says, I've come that they may live, that they might have life, that they might have abundant life in me. Verse 11. Now, he said plainly he's the door. He gave reference earlier that he's the good shepherd. And then in verse 11, he comes back to that and says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That's what a shepherd will do. He'll give all for his sheep. He'll lay everything down for his sheep because of his love and his care for the sheep. Verse 12, but he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling, the thief, the robber, the one that's just trying to get what he can gain off of the sheep, the hireling that's there, that's hired by the shepherd to tend to the sheep while the shepherd has to be away, is only in it for his hire. And that's what these thieves and robbers are in it for too. Well, I see that our time is past for now. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tune in next time at this same time, and may the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.